First bill up is HB 447 by Representative Trabulsi. Representative Trabulsi, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, and Committee members. Today, I am presenting House Bill 447, which is required instruction in the history of African Americans. The bill purpose is to support teachers' efforts to include local Florida African American history through cemeteries, to address standards that already exist in American history, world history, geography, and civics. Increase student participatory citizenship by engaging students in local community history, and honor, preserve, and protect local African American cemeteries as sites of education for African American history by incorporating local cemetery history in social studies education. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Trabulsi. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Any questions? Seeing none, are there any appearance cards? Oh, there are no amendments. Are there any appearance cards? Shannon Peck Bartle. Thank you for being with us, and you're recognized to give us some testimony.
Thank you so much. I'm so delighted to be here with you to talk a little bit about African American cemeteries in K through 12 education. I'm actually an educator for the past 17 years in Hillsborough County School District. And I just wanted to take the opportunity to be able to answer any questions you may have about the experiences that the students have had, teachers have had in professional development, in engaging with the local community and preserving some of our African American cemeteries.
Thank you, Ms. Bartle, for being here. Is there would anyone like to ask a question, Ms. Bartle?
Yes.
Representative Monfroy, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you very much, Chair. How do you introduce this topic? Because we're talking about cemeteries and we're dealing with students. It's not necessarily something that brings up, you know, pretty pictures. So how do you actually introduce the topic of the African-American cemeteries or in general?
So depending on the course, one of the things that we try and do is we try to connect the African-American cemeteries and the lived experiences of our local African-American communities to standards that already exist, depending on what the standard is that's being addressed. So for an example, in world history and American history, looking at the lived experiences of African-Americans who are serving as veterans in World War I and World War II, we just recently had a Veterans Day experience at one of our local African-American cemeteries where students, like 70 students and their families, joined us at a local African-American cemetery in order to learn more about the experiences of individuals. They met with descendants of veterans. They learned about the stories of their service. They left commemorative letters for the descendants, thanking them for their service. And when we went back into the classroom, what we did is we took a look at how these experiences connect with directly the standards. How do these experiences expand their understanding of what they're learning in their textbook or what they're learning from other lesson plans that were already provided to them? And it was a really rich experience to have them be able to understand the diversity of experience and to see that this is taking place. These amazing veterans are contributing to both the country and the community. It was very inspiring. So depending on the standard would depend on how we introduce it, but always working that place-based learning back into the classroom with the supportive materials that they already have.
Representative Woodson, you're recognized for a question.
Mr. Chair, and thank you again for bringing this bill forward. For the purpose of sensitivity, what grade would you start teaching this class? And also, would you be bringing some people who have lived some experiences in order to talk to the kids about what had happened?
I think, great question. So for me, I teach 9 through 12. And in regards to issues of sensitivity, the curricular materials that I develop associating with African American history and cemeteries is specifically geared towards the level of students that are 9 through 12. I think that with modifications and connecting to 7 through 8, Depending on the topic and the moment in history in which we're examining, there are opportunities at the middle school level to also incorporate students into some of the cemetery history. We do a lot of work with descendants. The students work on gathering oral histories from descendants in order to turn those into lesson plans with descendant permission, but they also contribute those oral histories back to the community for their keep. This has really actually helped students a lot with really workforce skills. As students are interacting with the community and learning public speaking, they're learning how to do archival research, they're learning how to do different types of technologies, GPR, GIS, geotagging. On the program that I work with, the community actually has the ability to request archival information or photographs of a loved one's grave if perhaps they live in a different community or state. And so the students have earned service hours and have had the opportunity to work with the community to gather those types of things. So they do directly work with the descendants and with the community leadership, which has been a really great experience for them as well.
Thank you. Follow
up. What?
Actually, that even follow up. Thank you, Mr. Chair. For those who are not African-American who would be teaching the class, mm-hmm. would they be required to take some kind of classes just or maybe to shadow some other ones mm-hmm. who are of African-American descent just to make sure, you know, when they're teaching the class, they would be able to pass on what they really want to pass on to the kids?
So when dealing with the cemeteries, in Hillsborough County, we take a couple of steps. We work with students in Hillsborough and Pinellas County in both of those school districts. And one of the things that we've been able to do is to partner ourselves with the Florida Public Archaeology Network, as well as the University of South Florida. The students are meeting with experts within the different fields of study in order to learn more of the complexity of the rich history, also dealing with some of the difficult history that may exist within African-American history and cemeteries. We want to make sure that the students have the ability to meet with both the descendants and the experts in the field of anthropology, archaeology for the Florida Public Archaeology Network and through scholars who have the ability to kind of tie all of these complicated pieces together. So, for Hillsborough and Pinellas County, that's something that we've actively engaged in and encouraged in order to make sure that all of those components are addressed. Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Members, any other questions? Ms. Bartle, thank you for being here today, and it sounds like you've put an excellent program together, so thank you for doing that. And,
thank you, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, thanks for being here. You're recognized to close?
Thank you, Chair. I have to tell you, when Shannon and I first spoke,
I'm sorry. Is there any debate, members, on the bill? I didn't think. Oh, there is. I'm sorry. Rep. Omfroy, you're recognized in debate.
Representative Trabosi, I just wanted to say that this is, when I saw the thing, I was like, cemeteries, what are we trying to do here? But I really am excited now, and I wish that I could go back to school so I could actually have you teach me what you're teaching, Ms. Bartle. I thank you for that. And thank you very much for bringing this bill, Representative Trabosi. I think it's an intricate part we have to weave better. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, any other debate? Representative Woodson, yes. Recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And mm-hmm. thank you, Rep, for bringing this bill forward. I really appreciate it, and I wish I would have prime co-sponsored it with you. It's a great bill, and our kids need to learn about these things. As you know, a lot of them don't know our history or don't know a lot about what had happened. And if you don't know the past, you have, you know, trouble learning about the future as well. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Representative Valdez, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair McClain. I could not have this opportunity pass by, and thank you for coming and representing our school district so well. There are many things that are happening great in Hillsborough County Public Schools. And thank you for choosing the profession of being a teacher as you impact so many lives each and every day. So thank you for your service to our kids. And Rep. Trabosi, thank you for bringing forward this bill. This is a very important bill, especially not in my district per se, but in our county. We had a couple of cemeteries that were lost. And this happened right in Representative Hart's district. So I appreciate you bringing forward this bill to help elevate the lives of those that came before us and had significant input and, well, footprints in our state. So thank you very much, and I'm ready to vote up on this bill.
Thank you.
Members in debate. Representative Trabolsi, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. And Representative Onfroy, I'm with you. When I first took a look at this and I spoke with Ms. Peck, I thought, I don't know, a cemetery bill, it just doesn't make sense. And then we met and we talked, and she spoke with such passion and gave me so many wonderful stories of lost souls that were never able to be brought to light. And these cemeteries, they're not cemeteries that we're aware of. We're having to find these cemeteries in order to do the archaeological studies, in order to find out how these African-American spirits brought us to where we are today. And so I think it's so important, and I think it's really poignant today that as we're on the cusp of, you know, celebrating our civil rights movement on Monday with Martin Luther King, a lot of us think of, let's say, the civil rights movement as just Martin Luther King and maybe Rosa Parks. But that's not the truth. There are so many people that got us to where we are today, and we need to hear their voices. We weren't able to hear them when they were alive, and we certainly need to be able to share them in the future. And I appreciate your consideration on this bill. And with that, I close.
Thank you, Representative Trabolsi. Missy, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Barrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fisher? Maney?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson? Sabatini?
Yes.
Shove?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough? Yes. Chair McLean?
Yes. By your vote, the bill passes favorably. Congratulations, Representative. Thank you for bringing the bill to us.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Members, now we'll move on to House Bill 395 by Representative Barrero, and I believe that he has a co-sponsor who's going to do part of the bill as well. Representative Barrero, you are recognized to explain House Bill 395.
Thank you, Chair. Members, it is my privilege to present to you today House Bill 395, and I will be co-presenting it here with my colleague, your member, Alex Rizzo. This bill came to me as an idea from a resident whose door I knocked on about a year and a half ago. He was a Korean War veteran. I knocked on his door and he says, David, they don't teach communism like they teach communism that they used to in the past. He told me that before, in public high schools, they would require the teaching of Americanism versus communism, AVC. In the 1970s, we used to teach this, and in 1981, we got rid of the curriculum for some reason. And he said, today, they're now teaching communism as if it were some sort of workable solution to government and to people's problems, and nothing could be further from the truth. I think Florida is such a unique state because we have people, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who have fled communist tyranny throughout the world. Even now, people and residents are fleeing China. People are coming from Cuba. I just saw a news report where our colleague here shared with me earlier, a couple days ago, how people were fleeing Cuba on a raft. That raft was broken. They were fleeing Cuba on a broken raft that was powered by, looked like a V-12 engine, just a makeshift raft. That raft was broken. I question whether or not those who fled on that raft actually made it here. named probably died on their way over here from Cuba. And that's what people are fleeing when they live under the tyranny of communist regimes. So what we want to do is teach the true history of communism. Our bill specifies that students on November 7th, which is the anniversary of the first communist regime from the Soviet Union, which was established in 1917, that how people have suffered under communism. Specific examples from China, how in the 1950s when Mao Zedong came in and they attempted to take over all agricultural production, over the next several decades, millions of people died due to starvation and misappropriation of that means of production. Communism fails every single time. And that's what students need to learn and to understand. And Abraham Lincoln said it very clearly. He said that today, if the philosophy of the classroom today will be the philosophy of government tomorrow in the next generation, the philosophy of the classroom today will be the philosophy of government in the next. And so we need to make sure that students are learning the true history of communism so that they never begin to accept it and suffer as over 100 million people have died under communism. It also requires, this bill also requires the governor to observe Victims of Communism Memorial Day throughout the state capitol, and as he shall so also require it to be observed throughout the state, and it makes sure that students never learn, never forget the true history of the failures of communism. That is a bill, and I'm open to questions.
Thank you, Representative, for explaining your bill. Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions? Seeing no questions, are there amendments? There are no amendments. I do have an appearance card. David Armstrong. Good afternoon, Mr. Armstrong. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair. Thanks for having me here. Good afternoon, committee members. My name is Dave Armstrong. I'm the president of St. Thomas University in Miami Gardens, Florida. We are celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. The college was founded in 1961. It started out as Biscayne College for Men, then became St. Thomas University. But the history actually goes before that. St. Thomas University was originally founded by Augustinian priest in Havana, Cuba. It was the first private faith-based institution in Cuba. And in 1961, Fidel Castro himself came on campus, cut the head off the Santo Tomas statue, and put the priests and the professors up against the wall to kill them. Luckily, they did not do that. They then escaped 2 weeks later, came to Miami, were saved, taken to Miami, and then started Biscayne College for Men. And so our history mirrors the history of all the spectacular Cuban Americans that have come over and have made such a difference in Miami, South Florida, Florida, and this country. And so the basis of communism is based on building a utopia by the state because man is perfect. The founders of this country believed that man was fallible, and history would show that there's only one entity that's infallible. So communists, if you read the Communist Manifesto, you know that they believe in breaking down the family and breaking down the church. Why? Because it's the state that will take care of you. It's the state that will educate you, because the state can be perfect. And we all know, I guess they are perfect. Communism in the world, in history, is perfect. They're batting 1,000. They have failed every single time. And sadly, in today's modern world, we're starting to believe that maybe this is the right way. Socialism and communism is the right way. And young people need to be educated, and that's why this bill is so important, because I believe, I agree with the person that you knocked on the door. We need to educate our children, our young people, that communism is, again, perfect in failure. Capitalism, a democratic republic, despite any problems that we have, longest-running democratic republic in the history of this civilization, United States of America. At St. Thomas University, we started the John Paul II Fellowship on Catholic teachings of communism, socialism, and capitalism, so that our students will know the importance of the differences and why the Catholic Church believes that capitalism is the best for human thriving, for human flourishing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong, for being here. No one else has signed up. There are no other appearance cards. Members in debate? Representative Valdez, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and Rep. Marrero, and this is such an important bill. It really is, and thank you very much for bringing it forward. A little of my story, and I shared it during our little pre-meet to discuss these bills earlier before we came. And communism has affected many of us. I'm one of those that has been affected by communism. I'm first-generation American born of Cuban immigrants.
Representative Valdez, will you speak into your microphone a little bit for us?
Sure. Thank you.
I normally don't have to tell you that.
Thank you. But I'm first-generation American born of Cuban immigrants. And most of us here that have siblings maybe had the opportunity to grow up with their siblings. I wasn't that fortunate. It wasn't until 1979 that then-President Jimmy Carter allowed for the reunification of those American citizens and residents that had families in communist countries to be able to go visit their families. My dad died at the age of 56. I was 9 years old. My dad never had his four children at a dinner table. He died trying. My mom did not have her four children together at a dinner table till the age she was 75. My family business in Cuba, I have a picture of it in my office. Y'all are welcome to come and see it, because it's not a story. It's right there in picture where you see then the blue sky bar. Yes, the blue sky bar. A wonderful business serving meals, little grocery store. And now you see it in today's. And you look at that picture, and it doesn't even look like its own mirror. So I believe that this bill will help share stories of examples such as myself so that we can educate the children and help them understand the differences and the struggles that many, and yes, I'm a Democrat. I am not a socialist. I am not a communist. I am a Democrat. I am an American. And this bill will help to educate all students of the importance of this type of regime and its consequences. And today, here in America, right now, we have to be extremely careful, because when we attack the right to vote, it's the beginning of the end of democracy. This is important. Thank you to both of you for bringing it up. I can't wait to vote it up. And again, thank you. And thank you for indulging me, Mr. Chair, for sharing my story a little bit, because I could go on and share other stories about it. But this is real. And it's heartbreaking. Those families today, those Cubans that are trying to come over, either they die or they get sent back. I'll just leave it at that. What are we talking about? We want to teach them. And still yet, we see people trying to flee, to come to this country. And they're good people, hardworking people. And they run the risk of dying or coming here, get to the edge of the sea, maybe in Miami or in Key West, and get sent right back. And when they get sent right back, it ain't pretty.
Thank you, Representative Valdez. Are there anyone else in debate? Seeing none. You guys got to move faster. Representative Omfroy in debate.
Thank you very much, Chair. This is the second time I've done that to you today. I apologize. My colleagues, you know, thank you, because I think that sometimes we live in this very nice zone of this great land of ours, and we allow our children to and our grandchildren to explore a lot, and we don't give them context to what they're exploring. So the ideology of lots of things sound great, right? And without context, we leave them to explore scenarios that we know have failed us as people. And so I thank you very much for carrying this legislation, because what it does is it brings context to the thought process of different forms of government. And without context, our children, our grandchildren will be led astray to think that this is a possibility that may work. We've seen how this has destroyed families over and over again. I am a product of the Caribbean, first generation American. I have cousins who, grandfathers are Cuban, and grandmothers are Cuban. So it affects us all. And once again, thank you for giving us the context necessary so that our children do not forget and do not misunderstand what it does to people and to families.
Thank you, Representative Lomproy. Representative Woodson, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you to both of you, Rep. Barrero and Rep. Rizzo, for bringing this bill forward. I had an opportunity to talk to my colleague, Rep. Valdez, and she brought tears to my eyes this afternoon. Coming from a country like Haiti, where I had dictatorship, and Cuba had communism, I can understand a little bit, because communism is even worse than dictatorship. So I feel you, and I appreciate you bringing this bill forward. This bill would not just educate our children who need to know, but it will also educate us as adults. We need to understand our struggles. We need to understand our past. We need to take time to understand each other, to learn about our history. And if we do so, we'll be able to tolerate each other more, to understand each other, even when we don't see eye to eye on certain things. We need to respect each other, and we need to be tolerant of each other. So thank you so much. I'm feeling what I have lived in my own country of Haiti, but what you bring in about, it's even worse than that. So thank you for bringing this bill forward, and I would support you on this bill. Thank you.
Members in debate. Representative, I believe Rizzo is going to make the close.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Thank you, Representative Barrera. You know, communism is taught in our high schools as an economic theory. And its realities seldom are touched upon. We've spoken about what this bill does. And my colleagues are right that it has touched several of us. It's touched members on this committee. Communism's deadly hand, and of course the chaos that ensues, has touched Rep. Fisher's family, Representative Valdez, of course, Representative Barrero, Representative Onfroy, Representative Woodson. Much of Representative Maney's life has been dedicated to fighting communism and protecting America against it. And of course, myself. You know, we remember history so that we will never repeat its darkest chapters. Thankfully, in America, we do remember and we regard some of that history, such as Holocaust Remembrance Month. We also remember, as well as celebrate portions, of course, during Black History Month, Women's History Month, and the suffrage movement. With this bill, we only ask for one day. Thank you, Chair, and with that, I close.
Thank you, Representative Rizzo, for that. Missy, would you please call the roll?
Representative Altman?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes. Go
Herrera.
Bobcats.
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Pomfroy?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson? Sabatini?
Yes.
Schoaf?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair McClain?
Yes. Members, by your vote, HB 395 will be reported favorably. Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you, members. This concludes
the agenda for Secondary Education Committee today. And without further business, Representative, my Vice Chairman, Representative Schoaf, moves we rise. Thank you.